All right, everyone, welcome back to the Feminine Reset. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving headfirst into something super important: building resilience through adversity. You know, life isn't always a walk in the park, right? Sometimes it throws us curveballs faster than you can say an expected detour. But here's the thing, those curveballs, those bumps in the road, they don't have to break us. In fact, they can actually make us stronger if we know how to navigate them. Think about it like this. Every challenge is an opportunity to flex your mental muscles, to learn something new about yourself, and to come out on the other side more powerful than ever before. It's all about that mindset shift, right? So, what are some practical ways we can build resilience when life throws those punches? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that you can start implementing today. First up, acknowledge your feelings. This might seem obvious, but a lot of us try to push our emotions down or ignore them altogether. Newsflash, ignoring your feelings doesn't make them go away. It just bottles them up, waiting for an explosion later on. Instead, allow yourself to feel whatever it is you're feeling, the sadness, the anger, the frustration. It's okay to not be okay sometimes. Accept those emotions, acknowledge their validity, and then start to process them. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even just taking a few deep breaths can help. Remember, acknowledging your feelings is the first step towards healing and moving forward. Next, cultivate a growth mindset. This one's huge. A growth mindset means believing that you can learn and grow from any experience, no matter how challenging. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, view them as opportunities for learning and improvement. Ever felt like I'm just not good at this? Well, ditch that thought. Replace it with, this is a new challenge and I'm going to learn from it. Embrace the discomfort, because growth often happens outside of our comfort zones. Remember, you are capable of more than you think. Third, build a strong support system. We're not meant to go through life alone. Connecting with loved ones, friends, or even online communities can provide invaluable support during tough times. Talk to people who get you, who make you laugh, and who offer a listening ear. Remember, sharing your burdens lightens the load. Fourth, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about intentionally prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's reading, exercising, spending time in nature, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure you're filling yours up regularly. Finally, celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments. Every step forward is worth celebrating. It helps build momentum and keeps you motivated on the path towards resilience. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Zara, who just got laid off from her dream job. She's devastated, feeling lost and uncertain about the future. But Zara knows that dwelling in despair won't help. She takes a deep breath, acknowledges her sadness, and then starts to take action. She reaches out to her support network, shares her feelings with a close friend, and begins updating her resume. She decides to channel her energy into learning new skills through online courses, viewing this as an opportunity for growth. Zara even celebrates small victories like completing a course module or landing a few informational interviews. Slowly but surely, she starts rebuilding her confidence and finding new paths forward. Zara's story reminds us that resilience isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about how we respond to them. So, what are you going to take away from today's episode? Remember, you're stronger than you think. Acknowledge your feelings, cultivate a growth mindset, build a support system, practice self-care, and celebrate your wins. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on building resilience in the comments below. What strategies have worked for you? And what's one small step you can take today to become more resilient? Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time, remember to keep resetting and rediscovering your strength.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.